Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm trying to turn. I so many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn. Watch shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kind of mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my head. Get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even want.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
She
slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Hey babe, got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there, and then we're gonna touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. Not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazed me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere the man blow the shower. I'm so drawn to you. Forever, I can't wait another minute. underneath the stars. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power.
I want you everywhere the man goes.
I need you next to me.
I'm so drawn to you. Come to me. Oh, baby.
Ooh.
I've been waiting on what seems like forever.
Puppy line, Polar Nation, yeah, my team major. And I run shit, like a fucking mayor. Your life born, your life story is a one pager. So is murder she wrote for you, fake rapper. Sweet as can be, old birthday cake rappers. Hard to take you serious, cause most of y'all joke rappers. Came by my style, cause my punchline choke rappers. I'm the best now, ain't nobody after. Claiming you niggas gangsters, have you niggas actors. Claiming you better than me, I think you got it backwards. If I'm a motherfucking boss, then you a fucking bastard.
Spit bars like a Hershey factory. If you the best in this equation, where the fuck you factoring me? Actually, half these rappers gon' be mad at me when they realize the best is nowhere where my average be. I did the math, changed a couple different variables, and still came back as errors though. Your rap style is terrible, it's unbearable. You never be a match of me. If I'm the next casualty, then you the next casualty. I'm down to earth like my best fan's gravity. The only way I fuck up is fuck with no gravity. I stay charged like I'm running on batteries. It's mind over matter, so most matters don't matter to me. You niggas weak until you change my perception. You niggas living in a dream like Inception. I got one question, who other than this nigga be traking win a battle when I using weapons?
Finna go off like lights at a fucking show. You ain't shit, bitch, nigga, you a fucking hoe. Yeah, I got flow and I'm fucking vicious. Of course I got skills, I'm a fucking tactician. I'm selfish, I love the score and I hate assistance. Keep you from your school, miss you from your damn attendance. Have niggas shoot you how you missing your appendix. You say you Superman, Lex Luthor, I got the kryptonite. My flow is explosive like a barrel pack with some dynamite. My crew blast niggas like a fucking cannon fight. You a small big nigga, you a motherfucking megabyte. Snack ass rappers, y'all ain't feeding my damn appetite. Allergic to the ground, so I'm always taking flight. Nigga, I'm official, murder your bitch and make you think she on her menstrual. Like Buck, we say fuck bitches, eat pickles. You try to block my shot, but you too little. I'm checking you, Biggie Littles. I'm number one, and you somewhere in the middle.
And we are live. It's another episode of Let's Talk Tuesday.
What's the word, everybody? How y'all feeling?
Man, it feels so good to be back, man. So good to be back. And on top of that, man,
I felt rusty.
Feel
I
rough.
Felt a little rusty when I started last Thursday with Poji. I felt rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I was off.
I can't even
shit,
lie, bro.
You know,
can't even lie, bro. I was a little bit rusty, man. But you know what I'm saying? You sometimes just hop on that horse. You just gotta hop back on that horse.
Yeah.
Angie. So, man.
It was.
I got something we gotta talk about. Cause I know you've been on Facebook with it, but I know you can't really say what you want to on Facebook because you're gonna go to jail again for fear of prosecution. So I wanna hear your unfiltered radio realness on this topic.
Okay.
How you feel about this Watt video, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Weak ass pussy. That's what it stands for.
Weak ass pussy. Now, you really think it stands for weak ass pussy, G?
That or wings and pizza.
Hey,
I'll
fuck with that.
So, yeah. The visual was alright. You know, I like the fact that they use all these animated animals and shit, whatnot. But it's just a regular ass video to me and song, because this is, you expect this from Cardi B. And now that Meg has made the crossover of to go into, she's in the limelight now. Now the masses got a hold of her ass. Now she entered the world of how sex is selling. So, of Cardi,
I don't necessarily think Megan doing that.
The only reason why I say she's using sex to sell, because when she first came out, when people really didn't pick up on her, she was really spitting bars and shit.
Yeah,
and then now that everybody knows her name, she don't talk about shit no more. It's just eat this pussy, this, and lick my ass, that. You know, it ain't shit appealing no more. That shit, to me, I don't like that shit. It turns me the fuck off. I don't want to hear about that shit. I want to hear some bars. I don't give a shit about what you do in the bed, because I feel like if you broadcasting it like that, your shit weak as hell.
I mean, honestly, you got to think about it like this. Like you said, though, Megan Thee Stallion, she did get shot, and then Cardi B did get her shit cheated on. So, I don't think Megan Thee Stallion doing that shit. I think Megan Thee Stallion, she, how can I say it? Put it like this. She kind of like the Avatar female rapper right now, G. She ain't got beef with no female rapper. If you think about it, she ain't got no beef with nobody. She coming out here.
Nah, yeah.
She out here, and she got a feature with everybody, G. Well, I love the grace that's out right now.
That's fine, but I mean, she got
Nicki. She got awesome. Listen, bro. Oh, shit. She got Beyonce, she got Nicki, she got Cardi, bro. She just switching it up. She just showing that she can do it all. Saying that she got bars, she got Savage, she got Savage. I'm saying, I forgot what her track was with Nicki, but like I'm saying, she's doing it, G. She's proving that she can do all of that But at the same time, as far as that watch video, as far as that watch, I ain't have to go there, bro. To me, I as a lyricist, I didn't like it because it lyrically wasn't nice.
It was horrible.
But like, as far as like, I'm saying, as far as like on some sex sale shit, they did 100% on that sex sale shit. I'm saying Cardi B had nipples covered up and shit like that. But I'm saying, like, whole time though, if you really want to think about it though, that's their audience, bro. That's their audience. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's every female of this millennium audience.
No, it is not. It is not. Because there's some females out there that still have not did the whatchamacallit, the sexy route.
Because, but besides Young M.A., I don't know any other female notable artists out there. I can't name anybody besides
got to be notable.
Asian Doll, but
Rap City.
At the same time,
exactly. Look, that's because you don't know about them. Don't mean they ain't out there. Rap City cold, G. Rhapsody got better bars than Megan.
But like, I don't even care about mainstream no more. Like, fuck all of them. They just making everything horrible. Hip hop is completely dead. But like mainstream wise, it's dying.
You can't say it's dead though.
It's definitely
can't
dying.
Say it's dead.
But for the mainstream aspect, everything is all about sex. Again, like I said, besides Young and May, who, you know, with all the lyrics and shit, I can't name any other female rappers. I don't know them. Like you just gave out a name. I didn't know her. So if I don't know them, then, you know, I can't. I don't know. It's just fucking, it's just. I don't know. I don't like to listen to none of that shit no more. Like, I don't want to hear about the same shit 24/7. That's all I hear when it comes to some of these female artists. Well, I ain't gonna say some because it's mainly just fucking Cardi and Megan putting out shit nowadays. Nicki and had a whole baby, so her ass is, what, retiring for a brief moment?
Technically. And then, like, the whole time, though?
So I don't know.
While we on that shit, G? All right. Queen of rap right now. Queen of rap.
Of rap? Of rap.
Yes.
Like, rap of all time?
Queen of rap.
Or just of this generation?
Right now. Who has the title? Right now. Who you saying on top?
Of rap. I would definitely say, hands down, it's going to Young M.A.
Queen of rap right now, Young M.A.?
Yeah, hands down.
Bar for bar, you think Young M.A. killing Cardi B, killing Megan?
First of all, Cardi B, those are not her lyrics, okay?
I know.
One, she cannot rap. She cannot rap. If anybody listened to her first two mixtapes that she put out there before she really blew up with the Bodak Yellow, it was horrible.
Hey, that Bodak Yellow was hard, though. That ain't a lie. Bodak Yellow went hard. I tried so hard to hate it.
It did. It went hard, but she can't rap. And when I listened to her Invasion album, she wasn't talking about nothing. You know me, bro. I'm all for the story.
I've never listened to any Cardi
B. No matter how you... She can't rap. She's fucking horrible.
Sorry.
So I don't even want to... She's an artist and not a rapper. That's what she's an entertainer.
I
feel like
say
an entertainer and not a rapper.
No. Yes. I said that in my freestyle. Some of these motherfuckers rhyme words and entertain. They are not rappers. And Cardi B is one of them. She is an entertainer. But she's one hell of an entertainer. I would not give it to her. I was like, she do her thing. Whatever her persona is, she's doing her thing. And I give big props to her, G.
Right. That I don't take from her. But the whole rapping shit, she ain't got it. Megan was a rapper, but she's starting to fall into the entertainment aspect like Nicki did. Nicki was a fucking hardcore, street-ass, queen rapper. And then the Masters got a hold of her, and then sex sold. And she just became
a rapper. Nicki is still a rapper. Nicki's still a rapper.
But at any moment, she could, like, for me, right, the best song, the best verse she has ever did in her entire career that I think hands down is the shit was when she was featured on Monster with Kanye West, Jay-Z, Ross, and her. Like,
pull
she
up and I'm
on the
automobile youngster with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka.
Yeah,
bro. It's another one, bro. It's one of her damn near first mainstream. It was with Rhymes Brown, bro. It's her verse came right out the Red Cafe. It's called I Feel Free.
Hopped
off the boat. I am such an immigrant. Why he get Nicki Minaj out his only liquor, man? Wait, just for the record again, what is a fisherman? Bro, she went the fuck off. Hey, like I said, Nicki Minaj is my, what, if not my favorite, she's one of my favorites, you know, artists that I put out.
Yeah.
She is a lyricist.
Oh.
And even if she get on that sexy shit, that, like I'm saying, though, like, as a lyricist.
And she's still killing.
Like, exactly. She can get on that freaky shit just like Cardi B, but her bars, when she doing that shit, is way colder. She's still lyrical
Cardi don't have bars, so, like, it's just straight sexual with no
bars. I can't even lie, though. When she said, I want you to touch that dangly, dangly thing in the back of my throat, that was cold. that was a cold-ass bar. I swear to God, I was like, I don't even know what song that on, bro. I heard that on a TikTok. I saw that on a TikTok. I'm like, what the fuck? It made
that
me
was
wanna...
the WAP. She said it on WAP.
That's not on WAP, G.
It's on WAP. It's on WAP.
G. That's the only quotable, G. That's the only quotable there. I can't even. See, look, that's what's fucked up, G. When you hear and you don't even remember what song you heard off of, G. That's a quotable right there. Other than that, she ain't got no quotables. None of her shit nice. Oh,
none
of her shit nice.
It's not. I mean, there's some shit that you can listen to and be like, oh, it's some club ass shit, or this is strictly for the thoughts. But, like, on a road trip, she ain't getting no type of kicking my car.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you, G. Like, look, for real, G. Honestly, G. I got my females, G. My females, I listen to in the car, bro. As far as, like, rapping, I would listen to Beyonce rap. I would listen to... I would listen to Nicki Minaj. I would listen to Janelle Monáe. I would listen to Rhapsody.
Yep.
I would listen to... What is her name? No Name Gypsy. Those are my females that I listen to. And Young M.A., I don't even classify as a female, G. She one of the guys. Young M.A. is one of the
Pretty much.
She is. She is one of the guys,
what?
Bro.
Indeed. Yeah. She's definitely one of the guys.
And then, like you said, I would still put Nicki Minaj on top of this shit. On top of the female hierarchy right now, as far as lyricism, I'll put Nicki Minaj up there. Because, look, G, she hopped on 6ix9ine shit, G, and made me replay 6ix9ine's track. made me listen to this nigga that I don't like. Think is a lyricist. I don't fuck with. I don't think he's a good artist at all. I do not like 6ix9ine. I'm not saying I give credit to his camp. I give credit to him. I don't like his music. That's not my fact. I'm not gonna say it like that. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's not lyrical.
Well, no, he knows he's not a lyricist.
It's a vibe, and I really can't go for it. And I'm really not. It is. But on the same note, though, it's people who like listening to that nigga. It's some. How can I say? Back in the day when it was some crime mob shit, like some bump, nuck if you, you know what I'm saying? You know them?
Right.
I'm saying they was lyrics. Right. They wasn't the best lyricists or whatever.
Coming to club, shaking my ass, busting these hoes and busting these ass.
Yeah. I'm saying it was a mood. It was a mood enhancer. It gets you hype for that shit.
Definitely.
It gets you hype for that shit. So that's what 6ix9ine shit do. 6ix9ine shit makes you wanna. I'm not with that shit. That's not me.
I like listening to him.
He got a couple of songs that feature people that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I don't like 6ix9ine, because I mean it is what it is. What I'm saying, I look at people for their artistry. You know what I'm saying? Him as an artist,
right,
is not lyrical, so I don't listen to him all that. That's all I'm saying. Like, and I don't got nothing against him. I'm not saying this music weak. Not saying he trash. He's just not lyrical. He's an artist. Not
right.
An MC. I listen to MCs.
Yeah, he ain't. He's nowhere near a lyricist. He's an entertainer. Like I said about Cardi. He entertained us, and we fall for it, and we fucking click the play button all the goddamn time.
And yeah,
great entertainer. He keeps me entertained. I'll be laughing my ass off. Not gonna lie.
I fuck with him outside his music because he entertained his whole life entertaining to me.
True. I'm definitely one of those who'd be like, I wonder what 6ix9ine for the dude next.
Exactly, dude.
Like he got a new track that he just dropped called Punani. It's funny as hell. It's just funny.
I mean, you got to think about it like this. He just got out of his he just got out of what is it? Like house arrest and everything. Now he can make videos and everything outside with other people.
Exactly. Yep.
He still can't fuck with felons because I understand. I assume he's still on the probation or some shit.
Right. Yeah, he can't be around no other convicts and shit.
But you know, everybody on that motherfucker in the video ain't shit.
Nah.
Real,
nah, definitely
real
not,
niggas know, like real niggas know, like anybody in your what's it called is can't be a felon, can't have no type of shit. So they either niggas that didn't get caught, or the motherfucking babies. So like, I like him, bro. I like his as an artist. I like his drive. He came out of a bad situation and was motivated to do better. I love that. I really do. He did a whole bunch of videos and one for in his living room. He did shit himself. G. I look at the videos of him painting all of that shit himself. I love that. As far as that. Like his music, I don't fuck with. But him as a person, I just don't sit.
He kind of exposed the industry. He made it the industry a laughing stock that pretty much you could portray to be anybody you want and still make millions off bullshit. That's
true.
What he did. He admitted, I'm not a gangster, you know. I'm not gang affiliated and shit, but I'm making money off of everybody.
That's
and
right.
I'm like, damn, this motherfucker right. He's not a gangster. He ain't got a thug bone in his fucking body, but he put on his front and made millions, fucking millions, and still
but
making
I'm
millions.
Still, yep, and I'm still making live. Like I'm 100% shocked
that he's still alive.
Man, okay. Yes, that he is still alive. G. Like this nigga done talked to and did the most dumbest shit, and then still alive. I won't speak on that shit because it is what it is, bro. But I mean, think about that shit. G. Like for real, for real.
But that also goes to show you how fake the industry is, though. Like. For
no,
example,
but he was doing the shit with like real ass niggas, doing the shit against real ass niggas. He put a hit out on real ass niggas.
Well, his camp did, but yeah, nonetheless,
nah, he
true.
Did. That's what he got in trouble for. It is
well,
on record.
Well, yeah.
He has one on
but
record.
Like, and then when he's beefing with these industry niggas, you know, these same niggas who be claiming they tough don't really be doing shit. Right, and like you said,
they ain't dead
because we get a bunch of Chicago niggas, you know, rappers or people who's affiliated with people of the major artists and shit. They die on the fucking regular, and this man
yeah.
still walking and breathing. And can go anywhere where he please, and he still remains untouched.
And I'm not saying I wish death upon him. I'm just saying, I'm surprised my guy's still alive.
This is true. This is very true. Because we just seen what happened to FBG Duck. But
yeah,
meanwhile, this nigga over here is still alive. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is what it is, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we should make a video and just, you know, some 6ix9ine shit and see if we get things.
I'm not doing that. You can do that shit. I don't got beef with nobody.
Really,
fuck that.
Excuse me. But I would really, I actually would live the life that I'm talking about. So. That's the crazy shit. He don't really do he don't do none of the shit that he said.
True. 100% true. But at the same time, At this point, do it really matter?
Nope.
Does it really matter?
Because entertainment sells. Sex is entertainment sells.
Because even if
being the most controversial something, that if you're controversial,
mm-hmm.
that will win over everything.
I'll say, before 50 Cent got famous, he got famous off of dissing everybody. This nigga dissed
everybody.
Fucking body. Dissed, he give no fuck.
For no reason.
Fuck them niggas. And then got shot and got even stayed alive. Got famous off of that shit. But all this shit started
exactly.
off of dissing everybody.
Everybody. And then came out with nobody likes me. But that's okay. I don't fuck with y'all.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. See? And it's 50, bro. Like, you won't expect that from nobody else but 50. Let 50 be 50. That's it. And then 6ix9ine come do the same thing, but he's fine. Nigga's not going to fuck with him because he's 50. And he's not an artist. He's just an entertainer. So, I mean, it is
exactly,
bro. Like, for real. I have no... I don't know. The same way I feel about him, the same way I feel about Cardi B. The same way I'm starting to feel about most of these rappers that come out. Y'all not rappers, y'all are entertainers. And it's cool to be an entertainer, I guess.
Right.
I guess. Man,
I mean,
you know,
I'm for, for all the real people out here, you know.
Y'all for
I don't know. As long as you're making money, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you hell, Ice JJ Fish is making money, so hell, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody knows.
I'm for the lyricism.
I'm not a fan of it.
Saying as a fan of music, I'm for lyricism. You will not hear me listening.
Yeah.
To like nobody that's trash. I'm sorry. Like, I'll look, bro. I'm saying, if you out here and you don't hear me listening to your shit, like on a regular, your shit trash. As a matter of fact, I ain't gonna say that. Your shit is not trash. Your shit is just not lyrical. I like lyrical. You know what I'm saying? If you make music just for a mood, it's cool. I'm saying, I'm just not a fan. That's all it is. And it's cool for me not to be a fan because there's other people that are fans. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to get mad because I'm not a fan. And I will 100% support you because you have fans. I'm going to let you do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, I am not a fan. It's cool. And I make music, and I know some people out there that aren't a fan of that because they aren't a fan of lyrical music. And it's okay.
Right.
But like I'm saying, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Bring the bars.
Exactly. If you ain't got bars, I'm not listening to you, see, honestly. You out here still saying bullshit cat and hat bars? I don't even have a message. All you got, I mean, you don't even have to have bars. If you got a message to your shit, nah, listen to your shit. I swear to God. But if you out here just trash for the sake of being trash, I'm not listening to you no more. Because for example, Blueface got bars. Blueface got bars.
He does.
He has bars, and he's playing in his ass because everybody allows him to play in his ass. And that's why I won't listen to him no more. That's why I won't listen to him.
And I tell people that all the time. People are like, oh, Blueface sucks. No, he has bars, but due to the way that the industry is going and the way music is today, why showcase it when you can just pull out anything out your ass and make millions off of it? And,
exactly. You know how to do shit.
Like we laughed at Lil B for doing that shit. But now we see. Because Lil B got bars. He was bullshit.
Lil B.
Right. He
got
bars.
I don't know if motherfuckers remember, but that nigga did show butt. Goddamn.
He can definitely go off.
Yeah, he's just not that. I'm riding in my car. That's not just he does a lot. Like the man does it all. Like for real, he literally does it all. And kudos to him, cause he did that. I remember that. No. Soulja Boy does not have bars.
I always rock with Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy does not have bars. I'm sorry.
He used to in the early 2000s. He used to. In the early 2000s. I kid you not. After he shot that man with the AK, that's when his bars went to shit. Because everything was all about Draco and the AKs. Before he
when he started
anybody,
talking about guns,
he had bars.
Yeah.
But when he started talking about guns, that shit, I was like, oh, man, he just. Because what really put me on to him, I mean, we've always fucked him high school, but he came out with this freestyle called The Best. And he came out with a video. And he was spitting some shit. But then, as soon as after he killed that dude, he's like, damn, nigga, everything is AK this, AK that, Draco this, Draco that. Now you really ain't talking about shit.
See, I fucked with him because of one simple thing, G. He made beats, and he was rapping on all his own beats, G. And all of his shit was catchy as hell. And it was like, it wasn't like, it wasn't lyrical. It was just catchy. I fucked with him. Like, damn, okay. All this shit was catchy. It wasn't my favorite. The nigga was never my favorite rapper. But his all his shit was always catchy. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single thing that the nigga came out was catchy. And it was funny to say. That nigga.
He's hell of an entrepreneur.
Exactly. I off of that, like, I fucked with him because he was always doing something. He was always in a limelight. He was always the best. Like, he was always doing something like that. I fucked with him. I like his drive. He had his own little label. They was making money. He was doing his thing. Soulja Boy was.
Yeah.
That was his shit.
He's worth 30. He's finally worth 30 plus million, and I'm proud of him. People laugh at him all the time, but at the end of the day, he's making his money work for him. You know what I'm saying? His money is making money.
Mm-hmm.
Since his last little incident, I'm kind of happy he humbled himself a little bit. He got rid of some ridiculous tattoos. He's staying out of the limelight. He stopped some of the drugs that he was taking. So I'm happy for that young man.
G, what I want to know is, where is A-Rab?
He's around.
Find A-Rab for me, G. Somebody find A-Rab. Let me know what A-Rab doing.
I feel like I saw him on Vlad TV, I want to say a year or two ago. He was definitely gone for a long time. I can't remember why he said he was gone, but yeah, that motherfucker went ghost.
Do we still fuck with Soulja?
Jababa. I don't know if he still fuck with Soulja. I don't even remember. I gotta go back and watch that interview.
And to be honest,
man, I'm in a daze.
Bang around in the maze. What do we mean? If I wanna paint music, I still listen to that song, G. And I don't know one damn lyric except for that hook, G. I fuck with that shit, but
I don't know nothing either.
But you gotta think about it though. That's a hit. I don't know a hit. A-Rab ain't got no hit.
Nah, he ain't got no hit. Before Soulja started producing his own shit, Jabbar was producing some hit for that man.
Jabbar was doing that shit.
He was making some bank.
SOD, Money Gang. I think he did what was that? She got a dunk. She got a dunk. She got a dunk. She got a dunk. That's Jabbar thing. And I fuck with
it.
We'll always fuck with it.
I still fuck with Soulja Boy. That's still my man, Honey Grant. Not gonna lie, I have all of his mixtapes.
Yeah, all Soulja Boy mixtapes.
All of them, even the one he just came out with, King Soulja 9. I still bump Soulja Boy to this day.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I have not. But all times, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know what? It's my favorite artist of all time. I'm saying Talib Kweli. I still follow him. He got his own little radio show, little blog and everything. I watch every episode, bro. Like, that's been my favorite. And if I ever meet Burp, my God, I swear to God, I'll be happy as hell. Like, I love Talib Kweli, bro. I'm going to try to get him on the show one day. Matter of fact, starting tomorrow, until he say no, I'm going to try to get him on the show. That's going to be
it's
my
possible.
Goal.
I
know it's possible.
Very pop.
That's my goal, get Talib Kweli on the show. He ain't even a Chicago artist. He's a New York artist, bro. I love him, bro. Like, everything he done ever hopped on, bro. Because that was
Chicago
my
Chicago fucked with them very heavy.
Exactly, Chicago fucked with them heavy as hell. And if you like, if you can remember back when you was a little kid, the first artist that you actually started listening to, not because somebody put you on, but because you found them yourself. When you actually, back when you found out what LimeWire was, and you first downloaded some shit because you was like, damn, who is this? Let me find out who this is. Bro, it was Talib Kweli.
Of course.
My first artist.
But.
That you put yourself on.
Don't laugh at me. But
I deserve
the
right
to
laugh.
Artist that I could actually remember from being super young that I picked up and put in my Walkman at the time. I remember we had Walkmans and shit. It was Shaq.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was Shaq. Shaq was the first rapper that I can really recall that I picked up and started listening to. Back then, the 90s Shaq, he could rap. You know what I'm saying? He has some hits. But he was the very first rapper I ever really remembered listening to. Growing, I was five or six when I first listened I can recall really listening to rap. And Shaq. His very first album was for the 90s, he could fit. For that 90s era, not now, but for the 90s era back then, he could spit, bro. If Shaq would have played basketball and pursued a career in rap, he would have been able to do it in the 90s.
Dude. I can never. I'm
you
sorry.
Only
like,
say
I,
that
because
you ain't never listened to him.
I've heard Shaq rap before, bro. I'm not even. But I'm saying that to me that couldn't have been my first rapper, dude. I don't know.
It
back
was.
Then I didn't. I just couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't. And then
so,
I got a controversial.
I think I was four. So
you
all right, four. This one was. Like, of course. My family has always been into music, whatever, right? But from what I recall, the first CD I ever picked up was Shaq. His very first album in 1993, Shaq Diesel. I remember it because it was his big bald head ass face. His name was in blue letters. And the name of his album was called Shaq Diesel. And I put it in my Walkman at the time, and I played it. And one of his songs is called I Know I Got Skills. That always replays in my head a lot because how it came on was so dope. And, like, listening to that song, he had bars. Shaq had bars. And for him to do it in a clean way, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't talking about guns and none of the other bullshit. He did it in a clean way. And he had bars.
I'm gonna go back and listen to it, bro. The reason why I rap the way I rap today is because Talib Kweli, and then guess who the second person was, though? I ain't gonna lie. I'm sorry, I downloaded Talib Kweli off of whatchamacallit, but I asked my auntie to buy me this CD for me. Guess what it was?
Where?
Guess who the artist was? Cassidy.
Talib Kweli, right? Cassidy.
Cassidy the Hustle.
Right. Cassidy is a tough one for me because I always felt like he was better not being mainstream. Like, he could freestyle his ass off, but when it came to, like, those hit mainstream songs, like, for our era at that time, alright, cool. But, like, no. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Yeah, like, drinking my two steps.
I ain't even lie.
What?
Bro. bro. All his mixtapes called, bro. And then the whole time,
The Hustler. I give you the mixtape. The mixtape, I give you that. But album wise, nah.
Nah, cause he had to conform, bro. Cause he had to.
It just wasn't him.
That's, he had to do, you know, like, on you on the label, bro, you got to do shit they tell you to do.
Exactly.
You
got to
do
that
type of
that
shit.
Wasn't
like,
him at all.
Exactly. That's not him.
That shit, yeah. Like, freestyling, battle rap, mixtapes, that's all Cassidy. But when it comes to that mainstream, like, oh, you want me to, like, I'm pretty sure he was like, you really want me to put out my drink and my two-step? Like,
nah, that was some shit he liked, bro. But did you hear the remix with Kanye and Nelly? I mean, Neo on that?
Yeah, it was dope.
That's my shit.
You know what artist that was sadly hated that he crossed the fuck over? Nelly. When Nelly crossed
over. What you mean
crossed
over?
When he did that Tim McGraw shit. And when he came out with Sweatsuit, that whole album, the double album was trash. Nelly was on his shit with the first two albums.
Bro,
and then
Nelly, that
the crossover
was the shit. Bro, like I told you before, bro, I love that shit. I love that shit, dude. I love that Tim McGraw.
Wow.
Bro, I love that shit. Bro, I used to sing that shit. Motherfucker, I used to sing that shit on going to school, bro. Going to school, that was
that
my
shit,
thing, bro.
And I ain't saying that because I don't like
again.
Like I like country. Country is cool.
And I can't
take
it.
Like, for him to do that shit, he wasn't the artist to do it.
That was him. He had to. That was his shit. He had to. Nelly, that was Nelly's shit. Nelly was the first person to do it, bro.
And it was trash. You see where his career went after that?
It was not trash. No, after that, nigga, it wasn't that one. It was his next shit. His next shit popped, and then after that, he fell off. His next shit popped, and after that, he fell off.
Sweatsuit was really, really iffy.
I got five.
And then that 5.0 was
I'm
trash.
I'm throwing it up. I'm throwing it up. Hey, I'm going for it.
What,
so you remember that one?
What else did he have? I think he had Brass Knuckles. That shit was ass.
That, nah, they done stepped on my jazz. Bro, the nigga made two songs about shoes, bro, and they both snapped.
Yeah, Air Force One was decent. Grills was decent. Flap Your Wings, of course, that's a song to turn up to.
Nelly had turn up songs, bro. Nelly had all turn up songs, bro. If you want to go and take a ride with me, with me, running in the four with the guns in the room. Oh, and that.
Right, but that was from his first.
I was thinking about you.
That was from his
thinking
first,
about me.
His first shit.
But I'm saying, though, bro. All of that shit. I'm fine. All of that shit, dude.
After his first two albums, I feel like it was like, Sweatsuit and Suit was on the brink for me. But when he came out with Brass Knuckles, I was like, oh, hell no. Like, nigga, you done.
Yeah, you're right, bro. I'm fine.
But Country Grammar and Nellyville? Oh, yeah, he was killing shit.
What's your favorite Nelly song, though?
Oh, man. Woo.
Your favorite. Yeah. I'm going to give you. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Think about it. Think about it.
My very favorite will have to be Splurge.
Splurge?
Yeah, off of Nellyville. That's one of my very favorite. Because
I can
relate to
that shit. I don't even remember.
How does shit go?
If you can't remember, I know that's not your
me on your TV screen. You think you know me, but you really don't. You don't even know, but I'm feeling good about myself. So I
splurged
a little.
That was
like
That was on 2K, G.
It was on Nellyville.
I got the heart of a champion, and you know what? That, because they had the NFL shit in the back. That, I think it was the NFL or the NBA shit. That,
I remember that.
And, bro, this is, and then that shit came out after I made my first beat on fucking Fruity Loops on an old ass computer, G. And I was just like, damn, how the fuck do they do that shit? Because that shit was cold,
right?
That was my shit.
Ooh, speaking of beats. Your boy is finally going to purchase himself a MacBook. And I'm adding the Music X, whatever the fuck you call it, software. So I will be Radio Rather producer really soon.
Hey, we can be like Cool and Dre. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
And we going to be, you know, we going to take
this
off.
This is.
You know?
Bro, and I'm so happy to inform you that my producing has taken off. I've leased, in the last 30 days, I've leased 15 beats.
Oh, shit.
From the price of $20 to $40, and I've sold 3 beats.
Let me borrow a dollar.
Nope, because all this is going through rent.
Y'all see how he do me, y'all?
Yeah. Hey, he said he's going to be a producer. Like, once you start making your beef, we can come out with Trey versus Real.
We can. That's something I definitely want to do. And then since I'm getting this shit, I can go ahead and finish this fucking track and make it legit and all this other shit now.
You got the beat.
Also, I'm going to hit you up after the show about these T-shirts.
T-shirts? Ooh, okay.
The ADE T-shirts. So you signed the LLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you short on it?
Am I sure on it? No, I'm going to wait till I got everything that I want to do with stuff for the like LLC shit. It's just I want to wait until after this pandemic because the place that I was going to actually get to start making the shirt, they fucked up. They was fucking up, and then it's delaying the process of that shit.
Okay.
Because I literally asked for like a test shirt, and it took 2 months for it to actually come to me.
Oh yeah, because of the COVID shit, everything taking forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it took 2 months for the delivery that was supposed to take a week. And I paid for
like
express
delivery.
Like I said
in yesterday's show, I'm automatically canceling 2020. 2021 is going to be the year, everybody. I officially threw away in the town. I threw away 2020 already. Ain't shit about to open the fuck back up. We're just going to be on this mask duty to the end of the year. It's going to be really weird in the wintertime wearing a mask outside. But we shall see.
Man, look. For the rest of 2020, I'm attacking every single rapper. I'm coming with the best bars. I'm hopping on almost every beat, freestyling and everything. I'm challenging every rapper to come with it. Because I'm a producer, and if I'm taking your shit.
Right.
What?
Speaking of rappers, the rapper that we will have on Friday's show, her name is Kaylin Stein, or Steen, I don't know which one. I'm interested, very, very interested, because not only she's a female, she's a white female. So, you know, has there ever been a white female rapper? Like, I don't think I could think of it.
Yeah.
No,
the product. What are you saying, G? She's gonna fuck her heart.
Who?
No, the product.
Snow the Putter. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I gotta put you on a whole bunch of Sheba G. I be listening to lyrics of these. Snow the Putter go fuck off, G. I'm gonna put you on this one song, G. I'm just gonna send it to you. As soon as the show over, G, I'm gonna send it to you. Matter of fact, G, my final word. Because you need to listen to this, G. You really need to listen to this. My final words of the day is, I want to apologize because I was supposed to drop the mixtape. A lot of shit happened. My phone fucked up. My laptop fucked up. Then we moved. Then a lot of stuff. I'm going to drop it. I'm still going to drop it. It's on the website. I just got to rename a lot of things. And then I got to put it out. It's out there. But just give me to the end of this week, and it's going to be out there to the masses.
Okay.
For the masses.
He's talking about the ADE mixtape.
Yes, the ADE mixtape. It dropped, but then I couldn't get into my account. My phone broke. I'm going to say my phone ended up fucking up. I think it was hacked or something. I don't remember. I don't know how the fuck was going on. My phone still tweaked from 99 cents. My laptop got messed up. It deleted half of my software and shit. So I have downloaded that shit, and then I'm in the process. I was in the process of moving and stuff. So now that I got everything straight, everything will be releasing back on schedule. So give me a second, and we're going to be all right.
My last word, wash your fucking hands.
No. That was season seven. That's season seven. You got to come up with some new shit. Yeah,
Okay. Kanye 2020. Yay 2020. Split them damn votes. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, everybody be on the lookout this Thursday. Episode 2, season 2, and season 8 of OG Radio Presents Poetry Thursday. You said what? That was a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, you said a lot.
With me and Genesis, I definitely did. Again, we're going to continue to cash app the winner of each night, $25. Last week, Brittany was the winner.
$25. Oh, shit. And this is a what?
We had a winner last week.
I'm trying to get into this.
for poetry night. So you know, you come with your best poetry, your poem. If we like it out of everybody for that night, you will win $25. Last week was the only time where I had a split decision where I ended up giving the second place winner $15. So don't ever expect that. Okay? Never. Stay tuned for this Friday for our very first Season 8 opener of Freestyle Friday. I kind of going to see if I might make V-Trey and this young lady kind of spit some really good cyphers for us. We'll see how it goes Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And be on the lookout for Producer Radio Rail.
Nah, you can't. That's too long. We got to say Radio Rail. Matter of fact, be Radio Rail because it's you're not on the radio, you produce it.
Right.
R2B2.
Radio and beat.
No. That's all you. I'm still B2. Bro, B2 is my little sister. It's Jaleesa. She rap too. B2. B3 is me. B2 is Jaleesa. I'm saying Baby Bandana. I'm saying B-Trey, Bunny B Bone.
For all y'all who don't know, I go by Dilla. That's up the ego. That's my rap business name and shit. So I use Dilla a lot. I want to shout out real quick Bree Winters because she wanted me to shout her out. She has a clothing line, Always 69. Wait a minute.
I've been saying her shit. Her shit nice, like, yeah. It is not Always 69.
Yeah. Something like that. It's always something in 69. I'm sorry, Bree, but I don't remember. But she got some dope shit, ladies. If y'all want into lashes, ladies, check out prissynation.com. Find some bomb-ass lashes on there. Because y'all hoes be doing too much with the lashes. But go ahead. Purchase them.
And it is awesome.
I ain't got nothing else to say. Thank y'all for listening to this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, one more announcement. I will be doing another freestyle. I'm going to hop on because my man's Liddell, blame him this time because he picked out a beat, told me to kill it. When I have time, I will kill it. Give me a second because I got work tomorrow. I'm going to murder it. Go ahead, bro.
One more announcement for me. Everybody's been asking for a Wild Out Wednesday with my crazy stories. And next Wednesday, I will be doing the first ever Wild Out Wednesday. It will be an hour full of crazy stories of shit that happened to me involving women or whoever in my lifetime. So I'm going to
tell
you the topic.
Tell the story, G.
All right. So, I want to say I'll do it at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, I'll be off.
10 to 11. 10 to 11 next Wednesday, y'all. So definitely tune in, and thank y'all for listening. We appreciate each and every listener, as always. Shout out again, Marianne and Joe Jane. Y'all the MVPs out here.
Fact.
Good fucking night.
All right, good night.